Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we talk fall fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Toohey. And lastly, some great musky tips from pro angler Jeremy Smith. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Find your perfect Can-Am ATV or side-by-side at Hayward Power Sports. The all-new 2023 Can-Am Outlander ATVs were redesigned with the rider in mind for unmatched fun and value. Hit the woods or trails with models starting at $5,999. Plus, for a limited time, take advantage of a $500 rebate or 2.99% financing on select models. Looking for a side-by-side? The Can-Am Defender is the perfect utility side-by-side that's extra tough on the worksite, the ranch, or wherever you need to get the job done. Feel the adrenaline surge in the high-performance Can-Am Maverick, or get the best of work and play with the ultimate crossover, the Can-Am Commander. Claim the side-by-sides that fit your needs today and enjoy financing as low as 1.99% for 36 months on select models. Make every hunt a success, every trail ride an excitement-filled adventure, and make light work of your heavy-duty jobs, all with a brand-new Can-Am off-road vehicle from Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offer subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Big fish stories come to life at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. The world's largest shrine to freshwater anglers boasts a 4.5-story tall walk-through muskie that's a half a city block long. It's like taking a peek into granddad's old tackle box with thousands of mounted fish, antique outboard motors, and historical sport fishing artifacts. Stop in and take a chance on our 50-50 cash raffle. You could walk away with a pile of cash. See the big ones that didn't get away at the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, Highway 27 and B in Hayward. Open daily, including Sundays, through October 31st at 9:30 a.m. Recording this week's show down at Hayward Bait and Bottle, talking to Jarrett McCarthy. And Jarrett, you know, still people out there fishing. Doesn't seem to be quite as many people out, but there's still a number of people out there fishing and getting some decent reports. And what I'm seeing is pretty decent.
Yeah, we're getting some decent reports. You can tell we're getting kind of later in the summer. You know, there's a lot of food out there in the system for those fish. And some of the fishing has slowed down, but, you know, there's still a lot of fish to be caught out there, and the bite's been fairly good.
Biggest thing I think right now is the panfish. A lot of people are after panfish, and that's been pretty good, especially places like the Chippewa Foliage.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of good lakes that have the panfish bite going on them right now. You know, it's just find them and make sure you can stay on them all the time is the big deal.
Well, I noticed crappies, bluegills, both a lot of suspended fish on the chip, and bluegill said that lake's turning into one of the best bluegill lakes I've seen. It's a lot of really nice quality bluegills out there.
Yep, a lot of nice bluegills, a lot of really nice crappies out there. Hopefully we're going to see some return with that new regulation that they had for panfish out there soon, with those fish getting a little bit bigger. Fish are suspended out there. There's going to be fish that are holding the cribs. There's going to be fish that are going to be on weed lines. So there's a lot of different nooks and crannies for you to look to catch those fish.
As far as presentation for panfish this time of year, what's some of your presentations you recommend?
Plastics all the way. You know, right now I'm usually using 16th and 32nd ounce jig heads with plastics on the back. My go-to plastic brand is Mr. Crappie. They make a whole bunch of different kind of shapes and sizes and colors out there. They're all phenomenal. You know, I've got two or three boxes full of them at home. Awesome colors. Z-Man, I've been using Z-Man plastics this year. Really indestructible bait. Does a really good job for some of those bigger bluegills and crappies that are out there. And I see some new additions to those on the way next year. But yeah, just plastics all the way. There are some live bait applications out there right now, but Usually those fish are aggressive enough throughout the summer where you don't need to fish that slow where you need live bait.
Right. You know, if push comes to shove, you can always tip that plastic with a little piece of wax worm, and that helps sometimes.
Absolutely. And, you know, another big deal about fishing those plastic baits is usually you're covering a lot more ground with those plastic baits rather than just sitting under a bobber out there. So the more ground that you can cover, you know, the easier it's going to be for you to find fish.
Been kind of quiet on the walleye front, though. I'm hearing some reports that I'm seeing some fish being caught trolling, but other than that, it's been kind of quiet, I've heard.
Yep, and, you know, that's usually the way it is this time of year. You know, we run out of leeches in the season or what have you, and the slip arborvitae kind of goes away, and the folks that are prepped to go out and troll, they'll go out and troll, and otherwise the rest of the crowd will start fishing for bass and muskie and panfish out there. So, you know, once we get into early to mid-fall, those walleyes will start scooting back up shallow, and they'll become a little bit more accessible to anglers. But for now, the bite is kind of quiet.
How about bass fishing? What are you hearing out there on that? That's been pretty good.
Yeah, bass fishing's been pretty good out there. Depending on whether you're fishing for largies or smallies, you know, a lot of those largies, they could still be out in those deep weed lines. They could also be up in those lilies or up in the thick grass that's up top shallow. Smallies are still pretty much on deeper rock and weed flats. A lot of guys are out there drop shotting. Some guys run in top waters, you know, depending on where you are. Texas rigs, so a lot of good bass fishing out there right now.
And lastly here, pike and muskies. Any reports there?
Haven't heard anything from pike lately, but muskie fishing's been pretty good. A lot of guys are out in the flowage right now. We're not seeing anything big yet, and that's, you know, that's understandable. We usually see those big girls when we get a little bit closer to fall, especially right now since we're all, you know, kind of throwing smaller baits, those smaller bucktails, those smaller glide baits, even some topwaters right now. That's kind of the way to go when that water temperature is still warm for those muskies. But we're seeing quite a few pictures of muskies coming in here, so fishing's been solid.
And there seem to be more guys, which is normal after dark going out at night.
Yep, absolutely. You know, that first hour or two right after dark, you know, that's a good window if you can, you know, manage to stay out there that long.
You know, as far as equipment and gear, you guys got everything they need for the late fall fishing for muskies and gear. Lots of muskie baits in here and lots of options besides live bait suckers, but you got a lot of plastic stuff though.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've got new stuff coming in all the time. You know, we're happy to see Red October back in the shop this year. We've got the beaver baits that have been highly requested. They're on their way coming in. So definitely a lot of different baits that you can throw for muskies, and we've got them all here.
And we're getting close to the archery season too, so you're geared up for that too.
I can tell that we're getting close to the archery season because usually I don't see John anymore during the day, so I know he's back here hiding out, fixing bows and getting customers all rigged up and ready to roll for the fall hunting season.
Well, anybody that needs the gear up for the fall, you can stop by the shop here. You can help them out with anything. Yeah, good source of information down here too on lakes and places to go.
Absolutely. Whatever it is you're looking for, hunting, fishing, docks, archery, whatever it is, we're here for you.
Jarrett, thanks as usual for coming on here.
Thanks for having me again, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll be talking to Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Tuohy. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward Area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and much more. Whether you fish for bass, walleyes, panfish, or muskies, at Hayward Bait and Bottle, you'll find everything you'll need for a successful season. Check out their huge selection of muskie baits, and again this year, they've expanded their selection of soft plastic bass and walleye baits. In the bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer and liquor. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Get the deal of a lifetime on a new Lund from Hayward Power Sports. Truth is, our 2023s arrived late and we missed out on early season sales. So we have a huge inventory of them, but desperately need to make room for the 2024s. It's the perfect storm for incredible deals. From the entry-level Lund Adventure to the awesome Lund Impact XS and everything in between. They're all rigged with Mercury outboards and offered at blowout prices. Get your new Lund at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on lodging and vacationing here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, one of the guides we get on here from time to time whenever we can run across them is Hayward Area Fishing Guide Eric Toohey. Had a chance to talk to him the other day down at Hayward Bait with some great tips and information for fall fishing. Eric, I had you on here a few weeks ago, but good to have you on here again for talking about a little bit of fall fishing.
Yeah, always a pleasure, John.
You know, mentioning the fall fishing, we're coming up here, we're going to be going into September, or in September, and once we get in September here, the things really start to change out there on our lakes. Water temperatures start to go down usually, and fish locations start to change, and there's a big difference out there.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, even as we're recording this, we are noticing these changes starting to happen. Cooler temps and overnight lows, especially cooling down to where, you know, our muskies are going to start driving up to the shallows. And September is a magical time of the year to be on the water, especially chasing muskies.
And they don't stay up in that shallow water. We've talked about that on previous shows and other times, but they don't stay up in that shallow water all that long, really.
No, it's definitely, there's a window there, and there's a lot of things, you know, that contribute to maybe fishing more edge relation. It's just, you know, these fish are coming from, you know, a summertime tactic where we're out in the deeper part of the water column, and now these fish are more on those edges, showing up in the shallower weed beds. But the biggest part is that they're extremely active in the shallows at times.
One of the biggest indicators I've seen of that is, or two of them, is the water temperature, but also when you start seeing these schools of bait fish and smaller fish piling up against the edge of the weeds and the edge of the break lines.
Yeah, no doubt. So when we do see these water temperatures starting to, you know, slowly drop, you know, even though sometimes in September we do have, you know, those really nice days, sometimes in the 70s, but you start cruising around the shallows, you're going to start seeing, like you said, a lot of your bait fish, and then a lot of your other fish are going to start following, and as well, Miss Muskie is going to be right in that range too. Find the food, find the fish, typically, is what I like to think about it as.
You know, I used to see a lot of times too over the years where you get into late August and in a first part of September, and if your weather is pretty stable for a long period of time, and you're seeing a lot of fish, and they're following that they don't want to bite. A lot of times they're active at slightly after dark.
Yeah, that's still something that we can impart into a tactic. You know, as always, our witching hours, you know, you think about that first light morning, that last light evening. These are always going to be highlight time frames. Another aspect that I like to refer to as given opportunities. Be mindful of what your moon is doing that day. Just as if, for instance, you know, you could be on the water and you might have a moon, say, at 10:30. Well, it'd be a good idea to be fishing on a spot at 10:30 versus driving around or going in for a cup of coffee after your morning session fishing. So sometimes those little highlight windows will really, really drive the point in actually catching fish.
What's your favorite baits combination for this time of year once we get going into the fall stuff? I know a lot of guys tend to ignore the top waters, but that's a big mistake in the first part of September.
Yeah, even right now I'm having anglers at any given point in time in the day fishing topwater, especially in your morning and evening hours, but that's going to be emphasized as even more so when this is airing. So yeah, look at your topwater baits. There's a lot of different types of topwaters. You have your walk the dogs, you have your prop style baits, creepers. These are all things to have in the arsenal, especially in September. The next, you know, top bait that's going to definitely be close at hand is going to be a bucktail. The bucktail will shine most days of the week, but really, really can be emphasized as we taper through the month of September. And especially too, in that very tail end of September, that bucktail bite can be some of the best bucktail bite you'll experience of the whole season. The other baits I like to have, you know, generally close at hand are going to be, you know, a dive and rise like a suic, or glide baits, you know, jerk baits. These are great options midday, maybe if you have a little bit of a lull. These are just baits that will perform majority of the time of the year, all in all.
Well, you know, when you interesting when you mention the topwater baits, too, different categories of topwater baits, and a lot of people don't stop to think about that, but when do you use a particular style of topwater bait? Water conditions, wind, what?
Yeah, so if, you know, if you have a really kind of, you know, fairly choppy day, don't be deterred from fishing topwater. That's actually, a lot of guys would think that would be, you know, a no-no, but if you get a good chop on the water, topwater still will perform and shine. I'm probably going to stay away from a creeper, you know, in a real like wavy kind of, you know, say 1 foot chop. I'm going to gravitate towards your pacemakers, your fat bastards, the other Dr. Evils, you know, various different size class, you know, look at your 8-inch to maybe, you know, 8-inch is kind of the ultimate number, I guess, but a prop style bait when things are a little choppier in conditions. And then when you have really, really flat conditions, you can kind of mix it up. That's where maybe a creeper might shine a little bit better, is a good flat, stable condition wise for topwater fishing that.
Cold front make a difference in the type of topwater you're going to pick?
Yeah, sometimes that, you know, sometimes a prop bait might be a little bit too loud and proud. Then we might gravitate towards a walk the dog bait. Walk the dog bait tends to sometimes, in my opinion, get forgotten about too. So you can slow a walk the dog down and give it a certain cadence, and not really a pause, but a hesitation into letting that fish kind of hunt that out. And that can be really, really awesome if you get a cold snap day.
I know as we get into September, live bait starts to be more of an option for guys. And what dictates to you whether live bait is going to be the time?
Well, I think when water temperature hits a magical number, especially leading into turnover and obviously after turnover, I know that, you know, a lot of the guys will, or some folks will start running it even sooner. For me, it's been 50-50. I'll start running them as soon as I feel comfortable where, you know, water temps are at maybe a good stable platform where those suckers that you're fishing are going to be surviving well.
Right.
That's a big factor, is keeping those bad boys, your volunteers, alive and well and, you know, strong and almighty for swimming behind the boat or off a bobber. But so I probably would lean more towards those, you know, cooler water temps before I get too ambitious with running suckers. But very, very beneficial tactic that you could probably start thinking about a little earlier than maybe most do. Sometimes, though, we get a fish that interacts with that sucker and it's indecisive. Now we haven't been able to get the fish to chase a bait really just yet, and it's indecisive if it wants to eat that sucker. We know the location of this fish. Sometimes that sucker is just, it's in the way, you know? And now we actually, for me, when I have an indecisive fish, I'll pull off of that fish and I'll reapproach it with casting, and really more so focusing in on trying to get that fish to trigger on a casted lure versus the live bait rig.
I know, and the suckers too, as I look at, I run a lot of sucker lines really shallow up in, over the top of weeds sometimes that time of year, and that top layer of water is a little warm to try to keep them suckers active and healthy. So I know it comes down to sucker survival more for me than anything else, because it don't do you no good to go through 10 suckers to catch one muskie and maybe catch one muskie. So you want to keep those suckers alive. When we get into that fall time like that, there's a lot of different options out there, and you know, one of the other options is rubber baits. And talking about that, what makes that rubber bait so effective? And leading to that question, do you think that there's a difference in water temperature avoidance? In other words, if you've got colder water on top, you think these fish don't want to come up in that top layer, and that's where you're getting baits down deeper, especially like rubber baits that is in their face a little more?
Yeah, so I think that's a really good point, and it's just thinking about, you know, the layers of water temperatures in various water columns. So you think about, well, if I put that sucker down, you know, 4 feet just above those weeds, and it's a little too warm for them, but now let's say we're fishing a rubber bait that's below that 4 foot water column, and it's a little bit more cooler in a sense for where that fish is, you know, ideally going to be more active than say really way up high. That's where the power of the rubber bait can play, is that we can fish a bait properly at a certain given depth. So it might be 3-4 feet below the water column, or maybe as deep as 6 to 7 feet if you're really slow rolling it. The other aspect with a lot of rubber baits, they are a pull pause in a sense. You know, we can get a really aggressive sweeps and rod hops and pops, you name it. But that pull pause, you know, it kind of reminds us again back into the early time of the year with musky fishing. That pull pause, it's obviously a something to be considering in the early time of the year, but also it kind of refreshes back in that September time frame time of year as well.
You know, they're good baits, and talk about that water temperature thing. You know, I've noticed over the years that when if you get in the summertime and the water gets too hot on top, the fish don't want to come up into it sometimes. And the same thing is reversed in the fall. If the water is too cold on top, they don't want to come up. And I've actually seen where suckers, had three suckers out at three different levels. And the lower level one was always getting hit. They wouldn't touch the upper ones. And that's got to be a water temperature thing.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, even with sucker fishing, you know, you might err on starting to, you know, fish, you know, the sucker a little bit on the shallower side, but don't be afraid to adjust. Utilize those line counter reels and everything that we like to set our sucker rods up. So you can really dial this in. And, you know, and it can be day to day, especially, you know, if you have variable fluctuating conditions, maybe a cold snap one day, and then all of a sudden, boom, we're back into the 70s the next day. These are all just factors to consider. You know, probably be beneficial as a musky angler to have a temperature probe and, you know, drop that down every so often with a marker on how deep that it is and take note. You know, we'd probably be a little amazed in seeing a consistency there in our catches during certain times of the year with certain water temperatures.
There's always a pattern out there that you can come figure out. The fish are, a lot of the fish will be doing the same thing, you know, under the right conditions. When does trolling come into play when it comes to fall fishing, you think? Now, we can troll on just every lake.
So trolling, I would say, really becomes emphasized later in the fall, at least from my standpoint. Me personally, I'm a big on casting, you know, if all possible. But trolling definitely can be very, very highly effective later in the fall. It can be a good fall tactic just to cover some water. You know, I know some guys will troll topwaters over the top of weed beds. You know, it's a tactic. It's there. So I wouldn't be too deterred from trolling, you know, even through the course of September. You know, it's just there are those windows that these fish are so shallow, it might be tough to run certain baits, you know, where we need to be fishing. You know, if it's a big weed bed and we only have 2-3 feet deep of water column to fish that bait over, well, you're going to be selective on what your lures are then too. So
you bet. Well, spinner baits work really good over
there
the top
of
weeds. There's an option there. But, you know, and I think in the late fall, what you're talking about is the fact that that temperature, they don't want to come up. You can put a bait down there and keep it down there for a longer period of time. And if they get to following it, it stays in that zone where they're at longer.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the beauty of trolling late in the season, is just lure management and having it in a desired depth for those fish.
Interesting. A lot of interesting information there, Eric. Somebody wants to get you for a guide this fall to get out and maybe find a muskie out there. How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can reach me at area code 612-384-9127.
Well, thank you, and I hope you have a good fall out there because I think it's going to be a good one.
Absolutely. You as well, John. Thank you.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that bring this show to you every week. When we come back, we'll be talking musky fishing with pro angler Jeremy Smith. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hey, folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and bore sight it for you, too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week.
So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700. Hey folks, the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach on Highway K between the Big Lakes has groceries, ice, beer, liquor, and pop, and now has all new tackle and bait supplies. All current antiques and household items are now on sale and almost go to make room for the sport shop. That's at the Log Cabin Store in Northwoods Beach between the Big Lakes.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, fall is a great time for muskie fishing. And on this week's show, we have some great big muskie tips for you from pro angler Jeremy Smith.
Jeremy, you know, you're a muskie junkie just like I am. You like to fish muskies. Give us a couple of good tips on finding big fish. I mean, guys want to go after big fish. There's big fish available in a lot of different waters.
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's big fish opportunities, and they're often, of course, often overlooked. But, you know, you do have to go to places where those big fish live, and fishing bodies of water that have the best populations of big fish is your, you know, best place to catch one. There's a lot of big fish also in rivers. That's one place James and I catch some of our biggest fish every year too, is river fishing. And if you can get into those sections of river that aren't getting a lot of pressure, they seem like they hold a lot of big fish too. So.
What are you using for baits in the rivers?
You know, top water, a lot of top water. I do still fish a lot of spinner baits, and I like a lot of side to side, you know, glider style baits in rivers. You know, if you've got really specific targets that you're casting to, you know, there's fish in certain areas. I like those glide baits. It seems like they're really great at triggering fish, and they're also good tattle baits. It seems like it's one of those lures where fish like to come out and at least show themselves.
Yeah, you bet.
You bet. So, you know, those are some of the top baits that I like fishing in the river.
You mentioned spinner baits, and that's one thing I've noticed for years is that people tend to go more for the straight inline bucktails and kind of ignore the spinner baits, but the spinner bait is absolutely a good choice sometimes.
It is. You know, I guess if you're, you know, somebody asked you the question, I was asked this, we did an in fish piece here, and if you could only fish with one lure, what would it be? And I said a spinner bait, because I think it's probably the most versatile tool that you've got. You can fish the thing shallow, you can fish it deep, it fishes great in all different types of cover elements, and fish bite it spring, summer, and even into late fall. So they are overlooked. Guys are throwing a lot of double 10s, double 12s, double 8s, you know, in that inline style, but the safety pin spinnerbait is still tough to beat.
You bet. You know, and it really works good around the weeds, through weeds.
It's the best tool. Like, you know, in Ontario, we fish a lot of that real heavy cabbage, and the idea is or bulrushes, but the idea is get the bait into the cover. You want to make contact with the cover. If you point the rod straight at the spinnerbait, and if you start to hang up, just kind of pulse the rod a little bit. Keep the bait hung on the cover so it makes a big disturbance in the area. It lets the fish know it's there. A quick down snap of the rod, the bait pops free and it starts engaging again. And a lot of times you trigger huge fish in that situation where they're not willing to come up for a topwater or a bucktail or a jerkbait, something that's actually in the cover.
I know working at a spinnerbait, I fish in bass a lot. I tend to use a lot of slow down, speed up, or stop go with the reel handle. You do the same thing with muskies?
Absolutely. Yep, it's the same type of a deal. I mean, there is times when they might want something slow and steady, but most of the time you're constantly mixing up the retrieve. You're changing the speed of the retrieve. You're popping the rod tip a couple times, and even just killing the reel and letting it helicopter for a second helps trigger strike.
Thanks a lot for talking to our listeners here.
All right, thanks.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.com. From there, you can link to our podcast site, and the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me, I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin Outdoors, our Wisconsin Outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.